We continue our reset series, The Great Restart. We're talking about the importance of closing cycles. For this, it is important that we forgive. It is important that we share about this important principle in the Bible. It's a simple and biblical tip that will help us move forward more easily on the path of forgiveness, to be free, to close cycles, and that is to give you a new beginning. This new beginning is a definitive one, the best one from the hand of God to start again. This is really important. So the first tip that we were talking about in the last devotional, and we went a little bit deeper, was take the initiative. That is the first point to forgive. Take the initiative. Don't leave everything to chance. That is a bad habit we have. Abandon ourselves to chance. Leave everything to time. And we think that with time the wounds will heal. But the wounds never heal by themselves. We need the one who heals the heart, and that is God. Time can only worsen the wound. It is something so simple, like if you cut your hand and you don't do anything to it, nor do you look for antibiotics, nor do you heal the wound, and you say time will heal it on its own. Maybe you end up losing your hand because you can get tetanus or you can get infected. So time alone does not heal, my beloved friends. Do not leave everything to chance. That is a great responsibility. So we need to recognize our condition and take the first step. Do not wait for someone else to do it for you. Take the first step so that you can situate yourself and enter into context. I invite you to listen to this series from the beginning. Today we will go through this state and we will talk about the second point, to be able to move towards giving forgiveness. And it is, never be prevented. Never be prepared. What a big problem we have when we are prepared. To be prepared is to already have our prejudice in our mind to make decisions. That's why we need to stop being prepared. Has it ever happened to you, for example, that you're going to do something, or someone tells you, we need to talk, or you tell someone, we are going to talk, and you already have the whole speech prepared, right? You already have everything you're going to say. And if they respond with this, you say this, and then you start with this, and you're kind of prepared. You already have an idea of what you're going to say and what you think the other person is going to say. So you're prepared to resolve the conflict. And this is the worst thing we can do, because we will be in the same position as the other person, armed to the teeth and not really with the right motivation, with a healthy heart to forgive, to receive forgiveness, to love, to restore, which is what God wants, right? So do not be predisposed. Never go to solve a conflict if you have prejudices. It almost always happens that when we go to solve a conflict, we already go with a preconceived idea. And this leads us to make mistakes, because we're going to take the first step. And when we take the first step, we already took it wrong. If we have the wrong ideas in our heart, at the slightest attempt of a contrary response, we will fall into any provocation. So we must always go with a healthy and willing heart. Because among other things, when you're going to forgive, you should not be interested. I don't know how this is going to sound, but I hope you understand that when you're going to forgive, your forgiveness does not depend on the position of the other person or how the other person reacted. Because maybe at the moment or at that time, you said to that person, let's talk, and you took the first step. Let's talk, and you want to resolve. That person has armed himself with all the arguments possible, so that when you say something to him or to her, he or she will respond with 100 stones in his hand and then make you enter into a provocation. And if you are already predisposed, you fall into the provocation and the solution will become a bigger problem. So the forgiveness that you're going to give does not depend on how the other person is or what position they take. Whatever position they're in or what their response is, you are already healthy in Christ. So just let go, just forgive, let it go. Let that person go free from the prison of your heart. If they get upset or try to provoke you, because suddenly you can all suspect the person to react well, and when you ask for forgiveness, they're going to say, "You do not deserve forgiveness. You made me. What do you think?" So many arguments can be thrown in your face that can make you feel bad, guilty, or provoke you. But if your heart is at peace in the Lord, if your heart is healthy, you simply had to declare and let it go. So forgive and do not prejudice. There's an interesting text that is in Proverbs chapter 18, and that's on verses 13, 15, and 17. How about we read it together? Look what it says, Proverbs chapter 18 and verses 13, 15, and 17. Verse 13 says, "To rush to answer before hearing the facts is both foolish and shameful." I love the word of God. What is wisdom in this phrase? To rush to answer before hearing the facts is both foolish and shameful. There are three basic principles that I want to talk to you about before you go forward and make decisions in life, and not to be forewarned. They will help you not to be forewarned. The first principle is, learn to listen first. Always get all the information you need before you respond. Don't be left with just one piece of information because you were told something. Go to the source, look for the root, listen first, that we may be sending the balance somewhere and not really balancing and being fair. So don't be left with just one piece of information. Learn to listen. God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. He didn't give us 2 mouths and 1 ear. So starting there, it's more important to first listen, then know what we're going to say. Don't be unprepared. Just listen. Learn to listen. I know it costs us, because sometimes we can't be listening to the other person because I'm on other things. When you need to resolve a conflict, ask for forgiveness or receive forgiveness, listening to the other person and understanding their attitude is very important. Let him speak, let her speak. And even if his words are double-edged, be wise and prudent. Go beyond. The Bible says that a struggle is not against flesh and blood. It is spiritual. So go beyond and understand why this person is in that position. Many times we judge people's actions, but we do not know what they're going through. It is not just to justify, but neither to put ourselves in the same condition they're in. If Christ is in our heart, we should be in a greater position. And that greater position does not give us the authority to be arrogant or haughty, and not to be humble and correct with meekness and love. So listen, in Proverbs 18 verse 15, it says, "Intelligent people are always willing to learn. They have their ears open to knowledge." And verse 17 says, "The first one to speak in court seems to be right until the questioning begins." So the first point is, listen first. Second, don't close yourself off. Don't close yourself off from considering new ideas. Don't focus on what you think should be, but give the benefit of the doubt. Have you heard that expression? When there is benevolence in our heart and gentleness, we always give the benefit of the doubt. We don't run to judge right away. It is always good to tend to think, what is going on in this person's heart? This is very important. And third principle, before you make a judgment, make sure you have listened well. Don't stay with one version and don't allow what you hear to affect your heart. Don't make the mistake of being prejudiced. Don't judge before you really know what the facts were. That will bring peace and healing into your life. Do not be forewarned. Don't take things personally and don't take things to heart. That will lead you to have prejudices, to be forewarned all the time. Don't stay with only one version. If you're going to forgive, make sure that your heart is healthy. Do not bring arguments and just agree to full forgiveness and grant it fully as Christ has given it to you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you help us not to be prepared, that in general we're always prepared because perhaps the experiences of life have brought us to that point. Sometimes we push people away because of how prepared we are. We stop trusting, we stop talking, we stop sharing. We hide behind the excuse that I don't want to suffer again. Help us to understand that this is part of life, and sometimes it will hurt us. We will make mistakes, and others will make mistakes with us too. But it is part of the process of letting go, of forgiving and starting again. Help us to understand this. If it's difficult, I ask that through your Holy Spirit, that this truth be revealed to us, that we have a disarmed heart. Oh God, to be free. God, to be completely free. If there are prejudices in our lives, because sadly we see and run to judge, cleanse our thoughts and asses. Pure Lord, may we always give the benefit of the doubt and not take things to heart. In this way, we will guard our hearts and be at peace. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Do not be forewarned. Rest in the Lord. May your heart be healthy to resolve conflicts and forgive. This is a great way to start over. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. You can also download the application from the Google Play Store or search for Devotionals Just in Time. You can install it on your tablet and on your mobile phone. If you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings, I invite you to visit us at Carrera 49, number 7248 in Barranquilla, on Thursdays at 7:30 in the evening, Saturdays at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning. It will be a pleasure to serve you. May the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.